Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. As you may remember, for the last 14 years, I've been making predictions. The beginning of the year, I would establish, write, and publish what I thought was going to happen. I'd put out 12 to 14, 15 predictions that I thought would happen over the next 12 months. Now, a lot of people do predictions, but not too many people come back at the end of the year and check their own predictions against reality. But I've done that every year. So today, in this segment, I want to remind you of what I predicted a year ago and what actually happened. And how I did? What's my score? Not I don't know anybody else who does this. I've been told that most other people don't do this, but I always have ever since the first year, and so this is my 14th reconciliation of my predictions, and so my first prediction from a year ago was that 5 years after the Great Recession ended, which was June 2009, 5 years after that, the economy will average less than 3% growth in 2014. Well, although it's surging, the economy seems to be surging a little bit, 2014 GDP is going to be coming in somewhere around 2.3%. And of course, a lot of that hit happened because of the absolutely frightening first quarter numbers we had. So that's a plus one for me. Next prediction, even with a slightly improved economy, small business optimism levels will still be below the NFIB's index of 41-year index average of 100 points. The actual number, as Bill Dukeberg has reported, is the NFIB guy who does the NFIB, the chief economist at NFIB, is his index. He said 2014 small business optimism is below 95 points. Unfortunately, I got that one right too. Next prediction. Continued uncertainty for the sixth straight year will make small businesses reluctant to invest and borrow money. The NFIB's index shows small business owners' loan demand and investing at record low levels. Again, unfortunately, I got that one right too. Prediction. Uncertainty about Obamacare's impact will cause small businesses to continue hiring reluctance. What actually happened? The NFIB and other surveys, including our own, show small businesses are still hiring in a very negligible way. Plus one for me. Next prediction. Obamacare will continue to be an economic headwind in 2014. Actual owners and managers continue to identify Obamacare as a significant negative factor in business decisions. I'm hearing that all the time, and it's being reported that as well. Plus one for me. Prediction, more significant than the media favorite U3 unemployment rate, the one you typically hear reported in papers and the media, more significant than that rating, the employment participation rate, the people who are working, currently 63%, will remain at 38-year record low levels, like back when Carter was president, 38 years ago. Well, the current labor rate, 62.8%. Below, it's even lower now than it was at the beginning of the year. Plus one for me. The Fed will discontinue unprecedented quantitative easing that infused trillions of dollars into Wall Street since 2008, which has not benefited Main Street. What actually happened? The Fed ended, as I predicted they would, the Fed ended QE in October. Plus one. Here's another prediction. A combination of disruptions will produce a challenging year for Wall Street. actual, nothing seems to impede the madness of Wall Street crowds. Can you say bubble? And what I mean by that is I missed that one because Wall Street just kept right on going. Minus one for me. Prediction, Obamacare's constitutionality will be challenged by many lawsuits. And so actual is that currently 104 lawsuits have been filed against Obamacare, including one before the Supreme Court right now that could take it down. Plus one for me. Next prediction, Democrats running for re-election in 2014. Remember when I said this, folks? Democrats running for re-election in 2014 will run from the president. What actually happened, you remember, no Democrat wanted Mr. Obama anywhere near their campaigns. But it still didn't help them. Plus one for me. Next prediction. The Republicans, the GOP, will regain control of the Senate and maintain a majority in the House in November, in the November elections. As you know, what actually happened is the Republicans not only got 9 senators in control of the Senate, not only grew a dozen or so in the majority in the House, but they swept almost everything all the way down to the local dog catcher level. No one, I'm not sure anyone has ever seen a sweep that deeply. I'm going to call those negative coattails for President Obama. It couldn't be anything else. Plus one for me. Next prediction. President Obama will prevail on immigration, but will lose on his desire to raise minimum wage. Well, as you know, the president has won the immigration battle, at least so far, through his executive order. That's what he wanted to have done. But he did not get his minimum wage increase. So I got both of those right. Plus one for me. Prediction, Hillary Clinton will not announce her 2016 presidential intentions before the midterm elections. And as you know, as we all know, she's running. There's no question she's running, but she didn't announce. So that's a plus one for me. And my last prediction, Auburn will defeat Florida State in the BCS championship game. You remember what a great game it was? It was a wonderful game. Sadly, for my friends at Auburn, the Noles won 34-31. Do you remember the score being that close? It was a heck of a game. But I missed that one, so that's a minus one for me. So, 2014, I'm 12-14. That's right. That takes my record. That's 86% accuracy, my friends. That takes my record for 14 years to 73%. The reason it's dropped down that low is because of 08. That was a rough year, 08. How'd you do with your predictions? 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.